Hello, this is your host, Austin Hopkins, and welcome to the Introvert Leader Podcast. Welcome to episode 33. I'm happy to have you here today, and we're going to be talking about how to get promoted. I'm going to be breaking down all the strategies. I'm going to show you how to do it, what to focus on, all that fun stuff in just a second. Before we jump into it, though, I want to give you a quick update as to what I've been into recently. So music-wise, you know, I'm a fan of the band Paramore, and I grew up listening to them in the early 2000s. I feel like it's the soundtrack to my childhood, my teenage years, and I love the band. My wife loves the band, and so we've been just going back and listening to their music. I love Hayley Williams. I think she's got a fantastic voice. And the song that I just keep playing over and over again is All I Wanted. And I don't even want to sing a little bit of it because I, one, have a horrible voice, and two, it wouldn't do it justice. But fantastic song. The drum track on that song is one of my favorite to play along to. So Paramore, that's what I've been listening to. That's what I've been going back and just really vibing out to with the wifey. Okay, TV and movies. Here's what I've been into recently. I don't know if you've heard of the show Fallout on Amazon. Holy crap, so freaking good. You know, I saw the previews for the first like month when they released it. I just wasn't sure about it. It looked a little weird. You know, I had never really played the video game that it's based on, but one day we were bored and was like, all right, let's throw it on. And oh my goodness, instantly hooked. Tons of action, tons of twists and turns, solid actors. I love the main actor in the movie. And I think it's an interesting story. I hadn't played the video game, so I knew nothing about the whole world of Fallout, and just super entertaining. I thought the visuals were cool. And if you haven't watched it, highly recommend. You're going to binge watch it, and then you're going to wish that you had watched it sooner because it's that good. Hopefully those are a couple of good recommendations for you. What I want to do before we jump into the meat and potatoes is do a little bit of a listener Q&A. Okay, so the question that I have today is, what are the best resources or courses available for continuous learning and professional development in my field? So first off, great question. And I think the key here is to figure out, what is your field? What are the actual aspects of the field that you're interested in going into, or the one that you're wanting to continue to grow in? Is it marketing? Is it social media? Is it operations? Is it technology? Is it data related, right? Is it, operations? It could be a number of different things, but figure out what that is. And then here are the three different places that I've gone to get free resources and learn stuff. So number one, YouTube. You can learn almost anything on YouTube. Now, I will say it's going to take some searching to make sure that you find an SME, a subject matter expert, and that you're not just taking advice from some person who doesn't know what they're talking about, but YouTube is fantastic. Another one that I've had a lot of good success on is Udemy, U-D-E-M-Y, incredibly cheap courses, anywhere from $15 all the way up to $100 that cover almost anything. I've taken project management courses. I'll tell you a story later about my wife taking lots of courses, but they're really, really good. And you can find almost a course for anything that you would want. And sometimes they even offer like accreditations or certificates and, you know, course completion kind of things that you can list on your resume, which is great. And then the next one is, don't be afraid to look internally. Most larger companies have an internal database of courses that you can take. And most folks don't take the time to even look into these. But I remember when I worked at a large bank, they had thousands of courses, leadership courses, sales courses, operations courses, psychology courses that could help me at my job. And all of these things were completely free. And in my downtime, anytime I wasn't working and I was bored, I would take a class, I would take a course, I would learn something new. It's free to you. So those are the three that I would really recommend. But, you know, another thing I'd also mention is, don't be afraid to like take courses for things that you're just potentially interested in. Maybe you haven't even decided you want to go into a specific career field, customer success, for example, but maybe you could take some courses around customer success and see if that's even something you're interested in. So it's a really low cost, easy entry point to figure out maybe what you want to start doing, some different kind of work that's interesting to you. But good question. And those would be the three resources that I'd kind of focus on if I was looking to learn something new. Okay, folks, Today, we're going to talk about how to get promoted. And I think this is going to be a really fun episode because I know for a fact that most people want to get promoted. I know for me personally, that was really important to me. I had a vision for my career, for my life, that I didn't want to stay in the same role for too long. And, you know, I'm really proud and happy to say that over my, you know, 15-year career in finance, I was promoted on average every year and a half. Now, you know, for me, that felt like a really good kind of quicker pace. And I'm not telling you that pace to say that that's what you have to do, but I am going to give you some strategies, some things that I've done that have worked over and over and over again, the things that I've taught all the different people on my teams on how to get promoted. And in order to get promoted, you can't just wish for it. You can't just hope for it. You need a plan. You need a strategy. And then you need a really specific goal. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. I'm going to give you the strategies. I'm going to show you how to get promoted faster. And I'm going to also include some resources for you at the end of the episode. Okay, so the first thing I want to kind of get into is you got to figure out if you're even ready to get promoted. So before you even start thinking about getting promoted, it's really important to figure out if you're even ready. And I've seen too many people think that they are God's gift to earth, that they're perfect, and that they just deserve to be promoted, right? There's no actual substance to back that up other than just a desire to get promoted. And many times, these kind of folks aren't ready at all, and their ego has kind of gotten the best of them, right? Maybe they grew up and their parents told them they were perfect and they couldn't do real wrong, and so they just walk in the world, operate in the world, thinking that they deserve everything, and everything should just be given to them. But really, what I like to do is before I start even thinking about whether or not I'm ready for a promotion, I want to ask myself a couple of questions. So I have three tough questions that I've asked myself over and over and over again in my career to kind of figure out if, hey, Austin, are you ready to get promoted? So the first question I always ask myself is, have I learned everything I can in my current role? And if I'm still learning a lot every day, if there's still new things I'm being exposed to, new things that I haven't done before, it's probably not time for me to move on, right? I think it's wasted potential to only learn what you know, the bare minimum and then move on to the next thing, because what you learn compounds over time. So the more you learn, the later on in life, you're going to be able to use that. So wasting those opportunities to learn new things, to get exposed to new projects and initiatives and aspects of your job is super, super important. So if you're still in that learning season, if you're really learning a lot and every day you're like, wow, I'm growing, I'm getting out of my comfort zone and I'm getting exposed to new things, maybe you're not ready to get promoted. And maybe you need to take a little bit of a second and enjoy the role that you're in and just keep learning, right? So that's the first question I ask myself. The second question I always ask myself, and this one's important, and I also ask this question to any person on my team who ever asked for a promotion or wanted to get promoted, which is this: are you exceeding or meeting the role expectations of the role that you're in? And if you aren't meeting or exceeding the expectations, you're not ready to move on. And I want you to trust me on this one. You know, for me, there were times where I thought I was ready, but I wasn't meeting the expectations, right? I thought I was ready for a bigger branch, or I was ready for a better sales role. And those were just what I thought. But when I actually looked at my performance, I wasn't necessarily meeting expectations. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, sometimes I'd make excuses for that. Well, hey, it's just not something I'm interested in, or, you know, XYZ are the reasons why I'm not getting my goals met, or whatever it is. But those are just BS excuses I told myself. At the end of the day, you have to be meeting or exceeding the expectations in your current role. If you're not doing that, that's where you got to start. So if you're not meeting expectations, you got to be doing that, because that's just your foot in the door. That's just baseline. You have to be able to do that to move on. Otherwise, people aren't going to give you a shot, because they're going to say, the first thing they're going to look at your performance and say, hey, you're not meeting expectations. Why would we give you a better job? So if you're not meeting or exceeding expectations, don't even think about asking for promotion. The next one is, and this one's a little bit more of a philosophical, a little bit more of a deep question, which is, what's my motivation to get promoted? And if it's simply wanting more money, that's usually not a good enough reason, right? And I'll tell you this, money comes and goes, and there's going to be times where you make lots of money in your career, and there's going to be times where you don't make as much. And for me, personally, anytime that I focused on money as the only motivator, it has left me unfulfilled and it has left me more stressed and misaligned with like what I feel I'm supposed to do in my life. So if you just want more money, I want you to take a second and really think about that. Why do you need more money? Is it because you feel like you're worth more? Is it because you have bills that you're unable to pay? Like, what are the reasons why you want to make more money? And if the promotion is the only reason just to get more money, I don't think that's a good enough reason. I think there needs to be more things there. It needs to be related to maybe you want to grow. Maybe you want to be able to have a bigger positive impact on people. Maybe you want to get closer to what your dream role is. Those are good reasons. But just saying, hey, I want to make more money, so I want to get promoted, for me, that's not a good enough reason. And if anyone shared that as a reason why they wanted to get promoted, I usually told them, hey, that's not good enough. You need to give me more. You need to think about why you deserve or why you want this promotion. So ask yourself some tough questions, and assuming you've gotten the answers for those, that's great. And if you don't get the answers you want and you've determined like, hey, maybe I'm not ready, that's okay too. Either way, you're getting some clarity, and that's a positive thing. Okay, so you've asked yourself some questions and you figured out, you know what? I'm ready. I think I'm ready to get a promotion. You know, it's not just for the money. I'm meeting expectations. Great. Okay. So now, next step is you got to determine your goal. Simply wanting a promotion isn't enough. You can't just have a hope or a dream for a promotion. You need to get specific. So you need a plan and you need a destination. You need something to march towards, something to work towards, right? And a couple of things you got to start thinking about is, what kind of promotion or role am I looking for? And the more clear and specific you can get with your promotion goal, the easier the process is, right? There's a big difference between saying, I want to get promoted versus I want to be promoted into XYZ role. Having something specific to work towards allows you to move faster and more efficient. And the reason why is you know what you're working towards. So if you want to become a, for example, a operations leader at your manufacturing company that you work at, you're going to know that you need to take steps that will get you to that operations manager role. And if you didn't know that that was the role you wanted, and let's say you were just leaving it open to chance, you might spend your time focused on sales, and that's not important. The company is not going to look at that as a positive. They want to see what your progress has been related to operations, because that's the role you're interested in. So get specific on the type of promotion or role that you're looking for. Really, really important to do. Ask people about the jobs that they do in the company. Job shadow people. Look at the job boards. Do a little bit of research. Figure out the different type of roles that look interesting, that sound like you might be a good fit for. So let's say you do a little bit of research and you figure out, okay, this is the type of role I want. Well, you might find out that the company you're working for doesn't even offer a role like that. And if you are just expecting that they're going to somehow create one of those out of thin air, that may happen, but probably very unlikely. And so you need to figure out, is your company even have the type of role you're interested in? So again, this is where the research comes in. Talk to people, look at the job descriptions, job shadow people in the departments that sound interesting to you. Pick up the phone, send an email, send a message, figure out, does your company even offer the type of role that you're interested in? Because you don't want to work and try to get a promotion and come to find out there's not even something that you want to do there, right? That's wasted time. And then the last thing for me, and I always liked to give myself a more specific time frame for a goal, start to think about, what is the time frame for this promotion that you're wanting? Is it going to be okay if it takes you 5 years? Is it going to be better if it only takes you 6 months? Do you want it to happen within a year? Is there a certain time frame? Now, I will say this, time frames are good and goals are good to have, but you're also going to need to know that these are goals, right? And you might have to change your plan and you might have to change your approach. And hopefully it takes 6 months, but maybe it's going to take a year. You never know. But start to get more clear on what would the ideal state look like. Would it be 6 months? Would it be a year? Would it be 2 years? And then once you have that time frame, you can kind of start to reverse engineer the things that it's going to take to get you there. So if you want to get a leadership position within your company, and you know that it might take you 2 years, well, that's great. That gives you 2 years to focus on all the different things that that leadership role is going to encompass, and you can make sure you're a freaking expert by the time that promotion opportunity arises. So get specific on a time frame, figure out the kind of role or promotion you're looking for, start to get specific on what that'll look and feel like, and determine, does your company even offer kind of what you're looking for? Okay, so you've asked yourself some tough questions. You've determined your goal. Now I want to get into the really important stuff, the actual strategies to help you get promoted. So there's three different kind of high level strategies for getting promoted. The first one is getting supporters. The next one is adding value. And the last one's acting the part. And I want to break down each of those for you. So for getting supporters, the first thing that I think you got to do is you got to make your goal known. How can you expect people to help you towards your goal if you don't share it? Now, I'm not saying you have to go around telling every person in the company, hey, I want to get this promotion. This is my goal, right? Probably not smart, but make it a point to share your goal or your intention with the right leaders, the folks with influence, the people that make the decision, right? And you've heard this, the stupid term, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And it's the truth, right? If you tell people what you want, they're more likely to help you get there. They're more likely to loop you in on opportunities. So you got to make your goal known. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't just assume everybody knows about it. Be okay and willing to share that. Share that with your boss. Share that with your boss's boss, right? Really important to make sure that people know you got a goal. You got an intention. You got something you're working towards. The next thing, right after you've figured out what that goal is and you've shared it, you got to get visible. Right? The times that I've gotten promoted is because I'm visible. I've never been promoted when I'm keeping myself, being quiet, being shy, not letting people know what's going on. You got to get visible. So you're going to need to get visible. And for those introverts out there, that's okay. I don't want you to get scared about it. I'm an introvert, right? And I've been able to get visible. It just takes a little strategic intention on the times and the ways you want to get visible. So I'm not saying that you have to be the loudest in the room and always talking in all the meetings. I'm just saying you need to get visible. So here are the ways that I've done it. Volunteer for high visibility projects. So these are the projects that are crucial for the company. These are the projects that are the red hot, the ones that are everyone's talking about. These are the projects that come from the top. These are the important projects. And the reason why you want to get on these high visibility projects is you're going to have lots of eyes on these, lots of people that are going to see your work and are going to see the value you're adding. And so why not spend your time and intention and focus on the things that are getting the most attention from people? So really, really easy way to do that. Volunteer for high visibility projects. The next one is volunteer to give presentations. And here's why I think this one's important. Most people are afraid to give presentations. And to be honest with you, most people give really BS presentations. They're not any good about it. They're just not good. They're not skilled. They don't know what to say. And so if you can get good at giving presentations, you are immediately going to separate yourself from the pack. You're going to see the leaders in your company start to recognize you in a different light. They're going to see you as kind of one of their own, which is really important. And when they see you giving those presentations, they're going to think a couple things to themselves. This person's got confidence. This person is a good communicator. This person knows how to take information and connect the dots and then share it broadly. Really, really important things if you want to get promoted. The last thing, and this kind of worked for me, believe it or not, is I got really active on internal communication platforms. So you probably have like a hub or some sort of internal site that everyone in the company has access to. And there's probably a chat feature or a comment feature. And I want you to get really active on that. Recognize people's anniversaries, contribute to articles, get your name out there so more and more people who are on that platform are seeing your name. And it's funny, I made that a priority and it really helped me out. And in fact, at my last company before I left, I think I was recognized as that one of the top 10 people in the entire company in relation to activity on the platform. And people loved that. I always showed up to give a congratulations or wish someone well for a new position. It just gets your name out there. And it shows you're committed to being a team player. It shows you're committed to the company and that you're trying to help everyone. You're trying to be inclusive. You're trying to be supportive. So those are the three things that I've really done in relation to getting visible, and it's really helped. So volunteering for high visibility projects, volunteering to give presentations, and being active on internal communication platforms have really, really helped me. Confident they'll do the same for you. Okay, next one under getting supporters is you got to build relationships with the right people. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I've mastered being friends with everyone or building tons of relationship in the companies I've worked for, because that'd be a lie. But what I can tell you is that I've mastered building relationships with the people that matter, with the right folks. Now, hear me correctly. I'm not saying only build relationships with people of power or people who have influence. Absolutely, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying be strategic on the people you build relationships with. So let's say there's a department. I want to move into the accounting department at my company. Well, hey, it might make sense for me to build relationships with some of the folks in the accounting department. Guess why? They're going to know my name. So when a promotion comes up, they might mention my name. They're already going to see that I work well with them. So that could work in my favor. So build relationships with the right people, the people that have influence, the people that work in the departments that you're interested in working with, or quite frankly, just people you find interesting or people that you want to have a relationship with. So don't be afraid to build some relationships. You can't be an island. You can't be in a castle by yourself and expect to get promoted. You gotta not isolate yourself. You gotta be friendly. You gotta have relationships with the right people. Okay, the last one under getting supporters is a good way to get supporters is for people to know your value, your achievements. So the chances are you're probably doing some cool shit in your company, right? If you're listening to this podcast, you're probably someone that cares about their career, who wants to go above and beyond, who wants to move up, and you're probably doing some cool shit. So maybe you're good at tracking it and sharing it, but maybe you aren't. I know for me in the early part of my career, I was doing stuff, I was adding value, but I didn't have a good way of tracking that or sharing that. So in the pursuit of a promotion, you're going to have to get comfortable with telling your story. And telling your story really means demonstrating your value. So people need to know your value in order to recognize it. So years ago, I created something called the brag sheet. This is a one kind of page, two page, simple document where I tracked all of my achievements, all the ways that I added value, all the awards I won, you name it. I put it in one resource and then I was able to share that. And I wouldn't just send it out, but I would be strategic in tracking and sharing my achievements. So let's say I was interacting with a leader of the department I was potentially wanting to get a promotion in. I might send them an email and reference something that I worked with their team on and do a subtle brag in that email. I'm not saying you send an email and say, hey, look at me, I'm awesome, here's why. But think strategically here. How can you recognize someone in their department, but also give yourself a little brag, a little bit of a highlight of something you're doing? How can you use that information during your next performance review? How can you, share that with the people that make the hiring decisions when it comes to promotions? Think about those kind of things, but you need to start tracking it. And I'm really happy to say I've actually created a brag sheet resource that I am going to share with you guys completely free. I spent like over 20 hours creating it. And it's really, really simple to use. So I'll actually include a link to that brag sheet in the episode description. But if you haven't got a way to start tracking those achievements and sharing them, this is a great way to start. And I'm telling you, you are doing stuff already that you think is just okay, but other people will think is amazing. So don't be so shy. Don't be so humble. Be willing to kind of, strut it a little bit. Share what you've done. Track your achievements. That's the kind of stuff that gets people's attention, right? Okay, I want to move on to the next strategy, which is adding value. So it goes without saying, you got to add value. This should be your number one highest goal, highest purpose at work is how can I add value? So number one, you got to add consistent value. That means not only just meeting your expectations, exceeding your expectations, that means consistently finding ways to solve problems within the company, to make life easier for the people around you, to help your boss move forward, to help your department move forward, to help your company gain more market share in the industry. Whatever it is, you need to add value and it needs to be consistent. I don't mean adding value 1 month and then not doing anything for the next month. I don't mean adding value just one day of the week. I mean every day it should be focused on adding value. That's what you do. That's what you need to be focused on. And you're going to get a reputation for that. And that's going to help when it comes time for a promotion because they're going to know, hey, Austin, this guy's always adding value. I mean, geez, every month he is doing something that's helping us move forward. Under that same umbrella of adding value, here's something else that I think is very important that I've done throughout my career is you need to ask to take on more. It's not enough to just do your job and assume you're going to get a promotion. That's not how it works. You need to ask to take on more. An easy way to add value is to volunteer to take on more responsibility. So ask your boss, hey, what can I help you with? Ask other leaders in the company the same. And don't be afraid to ask people within the company of the departments you're interested in moving to, the promotion that you want. Maybe you could ask the boss of the person who's going to be hiring for the promotion, hey, is there anything I can start doing right now to help make your life easier? Anything I can take off your plate? Anything that I can focus on and move the dial? These are the things that you want to do. So ask to take on more because they're going to be way more likely to promote you if you're not only doing your job, but you're doing extra for everybody. You're going to separate yourself completely from everyone else. Now, some small caveat for this would be don't just ask to take on any kind of work. take on high value work. So, you know, maybe they say, hey, we want to have everyone start tracking stuff on an Excel spreadsheet. Probably not the biggest, highest quality work or value you can add. So be selective. Find the things that you think are actually important that really align with the company's overall goals and vision. And that's the kind of work you want to volunteer to take on. And you'll be surprised if you can start taking on additional work, you're instantly going to get recognition for it. And you're going to make your boss look good, which is obviously important. And it's just going to help you get ahead. So volunteer to take on more. But of course, what I'm saying is also you've got to be still executing, meeting, exceeding expectations in your current role. And that kind of goes perfectly into the next one, which is do work that connects with your new role. So if I wanted to be hired as a new marketing manager, it would make sense that I can do marketing related work. So I'm going to start taking on assignments and priorities that align with marketing. And you want the powers that be to see that you're already kind of doing the role. It's going to be easier for them to imagine promoting you if they're already saying, oh, hey, wow, Austin's already doing all these kind of marketing related tasks. Hey, let's give him a shot in marketing, see what he does. And so when you're volunteering to take on more, try to take on projects and assignments and initiatives that connect with the role that you're interested in. Really, really good. So again, be selective on the work that you take on. Ask to take on additional stuff, but be careful to take on stuff that connects with what's important to you. Okay, the next one for me is acting the part. So when I say acting the part, I want to break it down into three different sections. The first one is you got to be easy to work with. I'm telling you right now, if you're easy to work with, people love that shit. People love people that are easy to work with. Let me give you some examples. Are you funny? Do you cause conflict? Do you say you're going to do stuff and then you do it? Are you causing drama? Are you quick to take ownership of your mistakes? These are the kind of things that people gravitate towards. So be easy to work with. Don't be an asshole. Leave your ego at the door. Always try to think about this. How can I help the other person that I'm working with? How can I put myself in their shoes? How can I make their life better? I swear to God, if you do these things, job's going to be easier. You're going to get seen as someone different from everybody else. So be easy to work with. Super underrated, but really, really important. The next one for me is executive presence. So I actually kind of debated not saying this term because I think it's kind of a, I don't know, cheesy corporate term, executive presence. You got to have executive presence. And I do think the core of what executive presence is important, which is this. You need to act as if you are a professional. So that means you're not showing up to work looking like a slob. You're not talking about inappropriate stuff at work. You're acting as a leader. You're acting as if you're already in the CEO role. You're acting as if you're already in the senior leader group, right? And you want the people that are hiring for these promotions to see you as that. So for me, lots of ways that I did that is when I was at work, I was working. So I wasn't there to gossip and run around and waste time and, you know, chat in the hallways. Like if I was there working, I was working. So that was one way. Another way is I communicated really, really clearly and professionally. So I made sure that if I was doing a presentation, if I was in a meeting, I was prepared. I knew what to say. I knew how to connect the dots. And I took my time to say things that would put me in a light that would show them I was intelligent, that I had value to offer, that I could think at their level, I could act at their level. So executive presence, super important. I might even do a whole episode about executive presence because I think I'm going fairly quickly, but there's so many different things that kind of make up that. But executive presence, definitely important. The last one under acting the part is forgetting about your competition. Now, hear me out. You probably have heard like, oh, you got to keep your eye on the competition and oh, you always got to be watching out with what others are doing. Personally, I actually think it's the wrong way to go. If you're constantly thinking about your competition, comparing yourself to them, then you are wasting time because you can't control your competition, right? And watching them, envying them, thinking about them is taking time and energy away from you adding value, focusing on the stuff that you can control. So anytime I'm talking with someone and they bring up competition about the within their company for a role they're thinking about, I tell them this, forget about it completely. You're valuable. If you're meant to get the role, you're going to get the role. Doesn't matter if the competition's better than you, more experience. I can tell you this from personal experience. I have beat out so many different people that if you looked on the surface, you might say, oh, wow, they're awesome. They're better than Austin. They have better, you know, skills or intelligence or whatever. Doesn't matter. I knew I was confident. I knew what I could bring to the table. So I didn't want to spend one freaking second thinking about your competition. And you don't want to be focused on your competition. Now, I'm not saying you need to be ignorant and not, you know, be aware or naive. Of course, you know who you're competing with. And, you know, if they're adding lots of value, you know, you're not going to ignore that. But I'm just saying, don't spend any time focusing on your competition. Be aware of it. Keep it in the back of your mind. But focus on what matters, which is the stuff that you can control. So we shared a couple of those strategies. These are the ones that have worked for me. Like I said, every year and a half over my career, multiple different companies, I'm confident they're going to work for you. What I want to do now is transition into talking about understanding how promotions work in your company. So you might have those strategies and you might have your goal, and that's all well and good. But you also need to know that each company is different, and how they promote people within is different at each different company. So you got to know how that works. So a couple of things you can do is, number one, is you can determine if someone needs to leave the job that you want to get promoted into. So what I mean by that is, let's say there is one role in the company that you're interested in. This is the role that you want. This is the job you're interested in. But there's already someone in that role. And let's say they were just recently promoted into that role. Well, you probably are going to put two and two together and realize, hey, in order for me to get that job, they're going to have to leave. So figure out, is it just one job that's available? Could the company maybe create a second one? And, you know, we can definitely get into that another episode, because just because a job doesn't currently exist doesn't mean that they can't create one. I've had companies create jobs for me before. But I will say, if you've determined that there's only one job that you want and someone's already in the role, you need to figure out what that's going to look like. Are they going to be there for a while? Are they not going to be there for a while? Could the company create a new one? Figure that out. Next thing is, you need to determine when your company makes promotion decisions. And, you know, it's different for each company. I've worked with companies where sometimes promotions only happen once a year, and that's okay, but it's good for me to know so that I can work my way towards that and make sure that I'm ready when the time comes. Sometimes promotions happen whenever a new role is posted and someone applies. Sometimes you have to stay in your current role for a certain time frame. Remember, though, at the end of the day, all of these rules that are created were created by a human, which means a human can make an exception. So I want you to remember that. It could be sometimes hard when you're working in the corporate world. You know, you hear all these rules and regulations and you're kind of just take them as Bible truth, and, you know, there's no exceptions. And I'm here to tell you that's absolutely false. I have been given exceptions throughout my entire career, but it's because I've asked or because I've demonstrated my value. I just want you to keep that in the back of your mind. Next one is, you got to figure out who makes those promotion decisions. And is it going to be your boss, or is it going to be a committee, or is it the leader of the new department you want to move into? Figuring out who is going to make the promotion decisions is really important, because that's going to help you tailor your efforts, your work, your value to giving them what they need or what they want. So if it's a committee that's making the hiring decision for this promotion, I probably want to make sure that everybody on the committee knows me, that they know my value, and that I've worked with them in some capacity, so that when they're in that room and I'm not there and they're talking about Austin, they say, oh yeah, I worked with him on that last project. He was pretty good. Or, oh, that's right, he added value last time we had this initiative. So you want to figure out who makes those promotions so that, again, you can focus your work, your energy, your attention on what they need, what they want. And then the last one, you got to determine if you're even qualified for a promotion. And I want to say this, you aren't going to necessarily be qualified or eligible for every role in the company. So it's funny, I've worked with folks that have this inflated ego where they think no matter what role that they're in, they're qualified for whatever they're interested in. So for example, if you just started as a customer service rep, you're probably not qualified to go and run a 100-person department in that company, right? They're probably not going to say that that makes sense. So you're going to have to be reasonably qualified. So start looking at the potential roles you're interested in and determine if you can reasonably be considered. What I don't mean is that you have to hit every single job requirement perfectly. You must meet most of them. So I have heard people say before, well, you know, it says that I need 5 years of leadership experience for this next role and I only have four. Okay, you're pretty much there, right? So don't stress about it. But just know, hey, I'm probably going to have to speak to the fact that I'm missing 1 year of experience. But at the end of the day, you're going to want to figure out if you're even qualified for the promotion. And the ways you can figure that out is you can, you know, ask folks around you. You can look at the job description, chat with HR, chat with your boss, but figure out, hey, am I even in the realm of being qualified? Are there things that I need? Are there courses that I need to take? Is there experience that I need to get? Do I need to go, bone up on something that I don't know anything about? But really, really important, figure out if you're even qualified for the promotion that you're interested in. Okay, I want to move on. And now I want to talk about something that you might face, which is, what do you do if you're not getting promoted? So you might find yourself in a situation where you're just not getting promoted. And I want to assume that you've tried all those strategies I just shared, but you're still not getting promoted. And let's be honest, it's a shitty feeling to be stuck in a role when you think you're ready for the next one. But there's a couple of things you can do to kind of combat that feeling, that situation of not getting promoted. The first one is, I need you to be patient. So patience in pursuit of a goal is an incredibly helpful mindset to have. Even if you do every single one of the strategies for the promotion that I mentioned, it may take you longer than you like, right? You may have that goal of it happening in 6 months, but maybe there's just a hiring freeze and they're not hiring anyone for an entire year. So you're going to have to wait another 6 months, and that's okay. You need to be patient. Now, I'm not saying that you need to give up on your goal. I'm not saying to just be patient for 10 years, but be patient. You know, listen to your gut, listen to those around you, which leads me into my next one, which is ask for feedback. So if you're not seeing the traction towards your promotion, I want you to ask for feedback. I want you to ask your boss, the hiring manager of the role you're interested in. And here are the three different kind of questions you can kind of ask. What can I be doing better? What can I do to position myself for the next promotion? Is there anything more you need from me? I promise you, if you ask one of those three questions or all three, if you're a boss, you're going to get some good answers. You might get answers like, hey, man, you're actually doing everything you need to be doing. I just need you to hang on for another 6 months until that position opens up. Or you may get something where they say, hey, to be honest with you, Austin, you know, you're kind of lacking in this key area that we would look at for a promotion. And until you can bring that up, until you can level up in that area, you're probably not going to be considered. You're going to get some clarity. So don't be afraid to ask for feedback. Again, be careful who you ask for feedback from. You probably don't want to ask feedback from a coworker who has no concept or association with the hiring or the promotion committee. You're going to want to ask the people that actually can have some influence, that can give you some insight from things at a different perspective than you might have. So you've asked for feedback. The last thing I would ask you to do is you need to reevaluate if you want to stay or leave. There have been times where I have been at a company and I have tried those strategies and I have worked my ass off and I knew that I was ready for the next role. I've had people around me tell me I'm ready for the next role, but it just didn't happen. And I had to sit there and ask myself, hey, Austin, does it make sense for me to stay here or does it make sense for me to go somewhere else? And sometimes the answer is stay and be patient and keep doing what you're doing. But sometimes the answer is, you know what? Go find something else. Go get a promotion at another company. Go make more money. And that's okay. But you need to reevaluate. So I don't want to give you a firm, you know, timeline of how long that's going to take. But again, for me, I kind of had a goal that if I wasn't getting promoted within every 2 years, that things weren't going at the speed I wanted. Again, my situation may be different from yours. You may work in an industry where it takes 5 years to get a promotion. You're going to know your industry better than me. But all I'll say is reevaluate that. Take a second. Think about whether or not you want to stay, if you want to give it some more time, or maybe if you want to leave. And before we wrap up and give you a story, I want to do a little plug for STS Career and Leadership Coaching. So that's my business that I run with my good friend and business partner, Kyle. And getting people promoted is our bread and butter. That's what we spend a majority of our time helping folks do, is getting promoted. We ask them the right questions to figure out where they're at. We help them come up with a plan of the work that they can focus on to take it to the next level. We help them get confidence to interview, to network, to do all the things that we talked about in this episode today to get to the next level. So if you're finding yourself in a situation where you're stuck in your job, you know you're ready for more, you want to move up, I want you to reach out to me. I'll put a link in the episode description and send me a message. Let's have a chat, see what we might be able to do to help, because I'm confident that I can help you with wherever you're at and get to the next level. It's just going to take a little focus, a little intention. And quite frankly, it's going to take someone from the outside with a different perspective to help you get past those barriers. Okay, that being said, I want to transition and wrap up with a story. So this story is actually about my beautiful, lovely wife. and a promotion that she was going for. So my wife had been working at this major bank in their treasury department. So the treasury department, if you're not aware of how that works, is essentially it's the process of how companies, businesses, take money in and send money out. It's the money movement essentially is what treasury is. So she had been doing that for a while. And my wife's a badass and was killing it, but she wanted to do something else. She wanted to move into digital. She wanted to move into the tech side, right? This is something that had interested her, and she kind of felt like she was going to be in treasury for longer than she wanted. She actually really enjoyed the people she worked with, but she knew she was capable of more. And, you know, she's got a master's. She's incredibly intelligent. So we knew she could move to the next level, but we knew it was going to take some effort. So what did my wife do? She started doing some of these strategies. She started taking courses for the things that she didn't know so that she could start to get experience in the areas that the hiring committee would look for. What else did she do? She volunteered to take on additional responsibilities. My wife was the Northwest AFP Association of Financial Professionals, and she was on the board of that organization. And another way she got seen by people, right? She was more visible. She was giving presentations. So she's getting out of her comfort zone and people are seeing her in a different light. And then as well, she got selected to be on something called executive council because of her performance. Because she was such a high performer and adding so much value consistently, they asked her to be part of a special committee of top performers in the company. And randomly, as she goes to this executive council offsite event in California, she meets a lady who works in digital. And they stay in contact, and my wife, you know, checks in with her every, you know, 6 months to a year and kind of sees where things are at. And then randomly one day that lady reaches out and says, "Hey, Asa, I have a promotion for you, an opportunity to move into digital, to make more money, to get out of treasury. Would you be interested?" And of course, my wife was nervous, but she said yes. And I'm so freaking proud of her to see her go from treasury, to see her get out of her comfort zone, to add value, to take courses and get certifications on things she didn't know, to network with the right people. And then a few years later, boom, she gets a promotion. And it's funny, as soon as that promotion happened, I just saw my wife's career take off in a whole new direction. She has been doing the coolest shit you could ever imagine at work. And it's all because she took to heart some of these strategies and had a goal, had a focus, set an intention, took action, got feedback to get to the next level. So, you know, obviously I'm a little biased, but I think she's the coolest person ever. Had to share that story and just show you what it's possible. And you can absolutely get promoted if you follow the strategies, if you make sure that you have a goal, if you make sure you're asking for feedback, you're acting the part, you're going to get promoted. And I'm confident you can do it. I know there's a job out there for you that's waiting and you're ready for it. I just need you to take a couple of steps, do some extra stuff, get yourself out there, and you're going to get that promotion. So I want to say thank you so much for listening today. Hopefully you got some value, some strategies, some techniques to move forward, to get to that next level, to make a little bit more money, to make a bigger impact, to positively influence people's lives at work. And again, thank you for listening. Make it a great day. This has been the Introvert Leader Podcast. Subscribe for new episodes every other Wednesday.